The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and today we have my co-host Shay.
Hi, guys.
Hey. We're live at the downtown Reading studio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight you may call 530-605-4566 and 67, or 67, sorry, and chat with us about whatever topics we're going to discuss tonight. If you have an opinion, please call in and give it to us. If you have questions, please call in and chat with us.
I have a lot of opinions.
Oh, so do I. Maybe that's why we do this show. We have to get it out somewhere.
We have lots
besides our poor friends that are sick of hearing about it.
Well, first off, happy National Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Oh. Hi, producer.
Heck yes. Tell me something good.
Oh, no, not squirrels again.
Squirrels.
No, not again.
Did you guys ever hear about
not
that
again.
No. Okay. Okay, we can't do this. I can't relive the squirrel.
No. We'll get off way topic here.
All right. Reliving the squirrels is like reliving a Trump.
Day one
a Trump
of Trump presidency.
That was a...
Dun, dun, dun.
That was a clean lead-in.
Where's our clown our clown noise? Come on.
I will get all my sounds up immediately.
Oh,
man.
You're lagging.
All right. So a lot of executive action on day one,
right,
as promised.
Yep.
So we've got revocation of birthright citizenship. I would like to see how that plays out.
Yeah, right. Isn't it a civil right?
I do believe it is a civil right. I believe it is built in our Constitution.
If you're born
that
in
if
the
you
country,
are born on the land, you are a citizen of the land.
Yeah.
But the impact of this, which I actually didn't even think about until I started doing some reading about it, like sending them, like he says, back to Mexico or wherever they come from,
right?
Wherever their parents come from. These citizens would be stateless citizens. Like it, because what happens when they try to send them, say, to Mexico, as he said, and they weren't born there. What is Mexico going to do with them?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So then what happens? So citizens that just do not have a country in that is their home country, what happens to them?
Right. That's a good question. Whose decision is it? Where do they go? They are?
Right. Do we put them on international waters? Put them on a cruise
on a ship?
Oh, God. Trump's cruise ship out into international waters?
This is not funny.
The funny part, mm-hmm, is that there is no thought that goes into saying these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do we actually follow through
right
with this?
Yeah.
Where do they
Doesn't
go?
Doesn't it remind you of something else?
Yeah.
The school board?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's imaginary problems.
We understand your theory, but in practicality, how is that actually going to work?
That's the first thing that I thought of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like forced outing policies.
I was talking to a teacher the other day who is not even a liberal teacher,
mm-hmm,
and they were saying the same thing about the whole transgender issue with our school district in Anderson,
uh-huh,
how I don't know how they expect us to actually police children's gender identity now,
right?
Yeah. And they're all how we can't even get them to clean up after themselves
or bring a pencil
or have an eraser ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And teachers obviously have so much on their plate already, but that's a whole different.
I know. It is, but it's my point is that it's similar.
It's similar in the way that like they have these clickbait kind of topics that they just throw out,
right?
Exactly. And not one that there's really no. And even Trump supporters say this, like he's not really going to do that,
right?
So what are you voting for then?
Right. Yeah.
Are we voting for ideology? Are we voting for just to win? Like, this is my team. Like, I'm a huge 49ers fan. You know, live and die by the 49ers. And if I'm a Republican or a Democrat, I have to live or die by party.
I saw this TikTok today.
Ooh, are we back on TikTok?
Yeah, we're back on TikTok.
That was a long.
But I was going there for something specific because I'm not on TikTok too much. But I did. I was. Oh, there's the sound. Now I'm sounding
Sorry
fancy. Do I sound better now?
Well, you sounded that way on air, but your headphones were.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Really loud.
It is really loud. But anyways, yeah, it's a little too loud. Sorry. Okay, there we go. That's better. So my point was the TikTok. He said in the TikTok, and his name was something like the most hated man on TikTok.
Nice.
And he was talking about how the people that voted for Trump and are voting for him and billionaires and their boss and people that they think are smarter than them because they're wealthier than them.
Right.
And that literally they're becoming the sheep that they so despise because they think that allowing these billionaires to create an oligarchy that's going to tell them what to do is better than using their own brain, right? And so subconsciously, or maybe not even subconsciously, without even using their brain, they are causing what it is that they despise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't even know what to say. I'm really speechless. And like 2016, I felt like, oh, this is going to be a bad spot. You know, oh, there's a little smudge on our American history.
I was devastated in 2016. I feel like I feel much better this time around just because I'm not better, but more devastated to where it's like you feel hopeless.
Yeah, this time around. Like last time it was like, oh my gosh, what are people thinking?
Yeah.
And then he did all the things he said he was going to do that were bad. And we watched it happen in real time. We watched an insurrection for the first time ever in history. And somehow he was able to rewrite that history in 4 years' time. And everybody who watched that day, if they're on Team Trump, they somehow were able to disconnect from that and let Fox News rewrite history.
Right.
Like it never happened.
Right.
Like, that didn't happen. And if it did happen, it didn't happen the way you think it did.
Yeah.
And if it did happen the way you think it did, it wasn't MAGA supporters. No. It was liberal.
Antifa.
Antifa. But my son posted something today, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so smart. Except for his mom. And he said, if all these people, like, for the last 4 years, we've heard that they were Antifa, right? Why is Trump pardoning Antifa?
Right.
Why are they getting pardons?
Well, he pardoned 1,560 people.
Yes.
Out of that, something like 15 of them were leaders of the Proud Boys and people that were facing crimes of assault on police officers.
Yeah.
So how do you go from
Law and Order?
Blue line, Law and Order, we back the blue,
Blue Lives
to
Matter.
Now, as long as you're beating the shit out of the
shiz out of the police?
As long as you're, we're good.
Yeah. As long as you're beating the bejesus out of the police for my cause, then it's okay.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, it's hypocritical, which is exactly what we've been fighting against all these years, and there is there's no solution for hypocrisy. I mean, they believe what they believe.
And, you know, I don't like to go so far, you know, the pendulum just to swing so far that we can't admit that on our side, we are hypocrites sometimes too.
Of course.
You know, I'm a walking contradiction of the things that I think and feel and believe. But hate is hate.
Right.
And we should all be on the same page with that.
Right.
So when you're passing policies that take away a person's citizenship who was born in the United States, what are you saying there?
Right.
What is the point of that?
Right. It's almost as if it's meant to be shock value.
Yeah.
Because it's so ridiculous. I mean, I would love to take a poll, just a magical poll of the United States and find out how many people support that.
Yeah.
Not that many.
I would hope not.
And I mean, I just know from speaking with, you know, over these past few years, speaking with Republicans and Democrats from both sides, mostly in the middle.
Yeah.
that we all agree on mostly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the extremism on both sides
yes.
that are tearing yeah. us apart.
And if we could silence those extremes,
right,
life would be better for
right.
everyone. And are we at break time? 6:15?
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Well, we will be right back with Shasta Unmasked.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We are live at the Downtown Reading Studio, KCNR FM, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You may call in at 530-605-4566 or 67 if you'd like to chat with us about our topic tonight. Tonight we're talking about the first day of Trump 2024 presidency.
And it's been a doozy
yeah.
in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, so we were talking about born citizenship. What's mm-hmm. the next topic?
Let's see. What do we got here? Sorry, I was looking at that four-star general that was fired on day one because she's a woman.
Oh, great.
Because, you know, equity and inclusion, that DEI stuff is really ruining our country.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No. So elimination of DEI programs is one of the things on the list that was executive action day one, which reduces workplace diversity initiatives, potentially increasing inequities in hiring and promotion. It discourages international corporations and governments from prioritizing equity and inclusion initiatives. So we're basically going backwards. Like, as women, right, we fought this forever.
Right.
Maybe more than anyone. Women have fought and fought and fought and fought to be able to, CEOs, it's like something like less than 5% of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are run by women.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because it's impossible for us to do that job? Because the big argument on the Trump side is it's the military, right? So we're not fit to, to be generals in the military or things like that. We can't be leaders in the military because we're not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think in some areas of the military, you could argue that. It could be argued, right? You could have a healthy debate about that.
Right.
When it comes to running a corporation, there is no healthy debate about that. Right. My brain can function just as well, if not better, than the man in the room.
Right.
But I can tell you, as a teacher and as someone who works in...
I have to stop, because when you say, as a... teacher, a mother, a chauffeur, a doctor.
Yeah.
A
nurse. Yeah.
It's like women innately have this power to do all of the things and have this brain that works like that. Mm-hmm. And we're able to,
assimilate in every area because we've had to forever.
Right.
Like we were just watching that series, American Primeval.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called, right? American Primeval. The new show that was out.
I haven't seen it.
It was really good. We watched it last night, like all of it night, like all seven
you
episodes.
It.
Yeah. Mm. And I was talking to my boyfriend about this, about the women in every situation. We're talking about like the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
Going into the West, you know, the movement West, migration West. Women were raped, mm-hmm. you know, treated poorly all along the way. And were basically just used.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, survival for women has always been about assimilation.
Right.
Men can get angry and they can get violent and protect themselves that way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the physical ability to do that.
Right.
And so we assimilate. We find ways to
we mitigate
survive.
Problems.
Mitigate, assimilate.
We communicate.
We find other ways, right?
Yeah.
Which... in some leadership positions, in a lot of leadership positions, I would say
that's required.
Yeah.
We're not in the barbarian days anymore,
right. where we just knock each other in the head, right? Yeah, we just come into a boardroom and just start hitting each other in the head, right? No, you need somebody who's able to communicate.
Which is why I feel like we should give a huge chance to women to run this country and see how it turns around.
Let's try it.
Let's try that out.
Because so far... it's not working.
No.
This pendulum just keeps swinging so far in one direction and then so far in the other. And 80% of us live somewhere in the middle where we would like some normalcy. We would like some humanity. We would like people to just be treated equally.
With respect.
Yeah, with respect. And do the best that we can. You know, we're looking at in the next 5 years creating more trillionaires in our country.
Right.
That is not how capitalism was supposed to work.
No.
That
not
was,
even in Reagan's trickle-down
economic. No. Like, where not, is...
You have to actually trickle the down.
Right. Yeah.
it's got to come down.
It's got to start trickling. Yeah. So instead, we're focusing on, you know, like... declaring, we're signing a declaration that the United States only identifies male and female as human beings, and that's the only gender is male or female.
Right.
And as we know, and as anybody who has done any work in science knows, or medicine knows, gender is a huge spectrum.
Yeah.
We don't get to, as a country, define what
region,
and why would we? Like, why would we even focus on that? Why are we wasting our time on something as trivial as how...
and so is sexuality. Sexuality is so fluid for way more than we understand.
Mm-hmm.
And people just...
well, we're accepting of the guy who has three wives and seven different kids from the three wives and cheated on the wife with the second wife and the third wife and had babies in between while they were still married.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Hegseth, in case you were wondering who I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We make excuses for that.
Yeah.
We can say that, you know, it's a man. It's just a guy being a guy. Boys being boys.
Or religion.
Mm-hmm. Or throw some religion in there and coat it with a little religion.
But forget the fact that it's natural.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Forget that part that sexuality is just natural.
But then if a man wants to be with a man or a woman wants to be with a woman or a man doesn't feel like a man in that body, now we have problems. Now we need to get the law involved.
Right.
Now we need to get the government involved.
Yep. Can you imagine how these people would feel if the government tried to tell them they could no longer be male?
Could you imagine how these people would feel if any man was told to do anything by the government. Anything like, by the government.
You must have a vasectomy,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
No more children for you.
At age 14.
Yes.
I mean, that would prevent all the problems, right?
Yes.
Because a man can actually have many, many, many children over a year's time. Yeah. A woman can have one.
Yeah.
In 1 year, right?
Yep.
Men could potentially have many, many more, like cats or rabbits.
Yeah.
And we're not regulating them. We're not regulating them. What is going on?
And we don't want to.
No, we don't want to. That's the thing. We don't want to do that.
No.
So could somebody please put the women in charge?
Yes.
Ben.
Producer. We nominate you for president.
As I checked, you guys got the mics. Let's.
Ben, help us out here. What say you?
What says I?
Oh.
Well, here's my honest take.
Yes, thank you. To honesty is great.
There's a reason why people really only pick one side or the other side.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is we need a less decisive candidate. And I think that if what Trump does in this presidency doesn't please his fans like they think it will, then there will be a chance for a candidate to truly run who is middle spectrum. I really do think that's a possibility. But it really depends on how the presidency goes.
Yeah.
I don't think that he could do anything wrong. He's already been accused of raping someone. He's been accused of fraud. Mm-hmm. He has felonies. I mean, what else can he do wrong?
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like people just wait. Something bad happens with Trump, and they wait till the next morning when Fox News comes on, and they wait for the talking point that justifies whatever he did wrong.
Right.
And then they just say that over and over and over again. My kids have said this about their father.
Oh.
And I won't say his name.
That's good.
It's not defamation if you don't say their name, right? But it's like...
Or which kid. Don't
tell us. Yeah, no, not. I won't tell you which kid or which father.
Yeah.
There's so many. But this kid... of mine.
In our imagination.
In our imagination. This imagination. Yeah. Imaginary child
world.
Said, what Fox talking points are we going to chat about today, Dad? Which ones are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just this, like, repetitive wheel of, like, okay.
And when you start asking questions of somebody like that, they start, when they just vomit.
Yes.
What Fox News said or any other organization, news organization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you ask them a question even about what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. I have a friend, acquaintance, also won't name, that posted something on Facebook the other day, on Inauguration Day, and it said, I can finally breathe again. And I just asked, why were you holding your breath? Was it because, like, Biden... got rid of your student loans for you? Because I know this, because we went to college together, so I know we had the same amount of student loans. Is that what you were holding your breath for till he was done doing that?
Yeah.
Was it when he signed the rescission of the WEP law, where you couldn't get your Social Security as a teacher, or even your survivor benefits from your husband as a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that part that you were holding your breath about? And when I asked her that, she just said, I love you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask any of those questions. I just said, what are you holding your breath about?
Yeah.
Like, why were you so concerned that you needed Trump back in office?
Right.
But there's this weird psychology thing about, like, the nurturing mother and the angry father, and that we as humans fall into one of those two categories. And that's where religion has played a part, where we go up and down with, like, this loving, giving God, and then this brimstone and fire God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And throughout history, we've gone up and down with this, depending on culture.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need a strong father figure, or do we need a loving mother figure?
I mean, nobody, when Biden was elected, nobody said, praise God for what he did today when Biden was elected.
Nope. Didn't hear that.
Oh, gosh. So also, one of the things that he rescinded to yesterday in his first day of office was 78 Biden-era executive orders. Imagine that. They included an executive order that required federal agencies to extend prohibition on sex discrimination, and that included orientation and gender identity And that was an order that required executive branch appointees to sign an ethics pledge, and also it was the same order that allowed transgender people to serve in the Army.
Yeah.
So, or the military.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
I don't know, but we'll talk about it when we come back from the break.
Okay, we'll be right back with Chats Unmasked.
And when you get the chance.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Wednesday as we welcome the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, and find out the latest on what's happening with crime and justice in Shasta County. This and much more. Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and I have my co-host, Shay.
Hello.
We are still downtown Reading, KCNR 96.5 FM. If you'd like to call in and give us your thoughts on these topics of Trump's first day in office yesterday, you may do so at 530-605-4566 or 67. And when we left, we were discussing the rescinding of the bill that allowed transgender people to serve in the military, which he also did in 2017 mm-hmm. when he was elected. He
was president the first time.
And then it was placed back, mm-hmm. and now it's taken away again.
Yeah.
How much chaos is that for our military?
Yeah. I just don't understand the obsession with it. I really don't.
Right.
Like, in our day-to-day lives, how much does the existence of transgender humans affect my day-to-day life?
Right.
What affects my day-to-day life is healthcare.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cost of living?
Cost of living. Yeah, those eggs. I'm waiting for the egg prices to come down.
Yeah, that would
Let's
be nice.
Go. I just paid $8.99 at Holiday Market. Come on, Trump, where you at?
I paid, I think, $10 for 18 eggs the other day at Winco.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I almost cried in the aisle. I was
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
Can I never eat eggs?
And, I mean, we're not blaming Trump.
No, we're not. But, like, do something that makes sense.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
Exactly. Because there are real problems. And this goes back to, like, my days sitting at school board meetings also, where we've just spent the last 10 years focused on stuff that just does not matter. What matters is our kids, our day-to-day lives, whether or not they have food, clothing, basic needs, whether we have affordable housing. These are things that matter. Whether or not transgender people have a bathroom to use that's one way or the other, or whatever bathroom they choose to use, does not affect my daily life.
Or whether what gender they are affects them serving our country.
Right. Or if they even utter the words that they are the gender that they were not born with,
uh-huh.
or what, I don't even know. I don't even want to say that, like, I don't want to even talk on the topic knowing that I don't know enough about it to have an opinion, except for that love and acceptance of human beings,
right. yeah.
is the only way that I know how to live life.
Right.
I don't know how else to do it. I just think that singling out people like that in subgroups is just hateful.
And creating a culture war.
Yeah.
That is being successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember the whole Target scandal?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, seriously, who yeah. cares yeah. about
mm-hmm. a rainbow?
A rainbow shirt yeah. in freaking Target.
Yeah. Nobody.
That was not a bad word.
Frickin'.
Yeah. So, come on. Like, let's deal with some real issues. This yeah. is exactly how I feel.
Yeah, there's another one on here that I was like, what? Oh, return to the office mandate. So this was, it sets a tone for global corporations regarding remote work, potentially reducing accessibility for employees worldwide. Creates hardships for those dependent on remote work flexibility. So we learned very quickly through COVID that remote work can be done. Like
right.
we live in a world now, a technology world, right. where we don't have to be in an office
yeah.
in order to have Zoom meetings and conversations and
right.
type things up and whatever. And there's real science behind this. Like, there have been studies done that people are actually more productive when they're not stressing out about getting their child to daycare for a full day and the money that, you know, that costs and all the extra stress of trying to figure out. I did that for years,
right.
and I'm sure you have done it too. When I had three boys going three different directions, three of them were at three different schools at one point,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, they're not ever all going to be at the same place at the same time. So I had one in, you know, grammar school, one in middle school, one in high school, all playing sports, all doing those things. And trying to be a working mother doing all of that.
Which is necessary because we have to have two
have
incomes
to do,
these days.
Yeah. Unless you live in a, you know, one of these fantasy worlds where these men live, where women are supposed to be submissive and just stay at home and make babies.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that either. But I don't have the luxury of being a trad wife and making
right.
homemade butter while, you know. I'm taking care of 17 kids, and my husband's going to work making millions of dollars.
Nice. Let's do it.
Yeah. I would love that setup. But for most of us in the real world,
yeah,
that's not how life works for us.
Right.
So having the flexibility to be able to do work and think about, like, those days when you're sick or not feeling well and you just can stay in your pajamas.
Yeah. So I know because for 16 years I've been working from home.
Yeah.
Way before COVID ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a long time ago when I started realizing the benefits of working from home, like you said,
yeah.
being able to be a mom and have a full-time job and an income
mm-hmm.
and do all of that on my own schedule. Plus being trusted like you're an adult with your time.
Yeah.
Right. And not having to just, you know, work. I didn't work 9 to 5. I could work at midnight if I wanted to,
yeah.
which I did when my kids were little
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't work till they went to sleep.
Yeah.
So I would do that. And I remember realizing back then, God, when people find out they can work from home, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be all over.
Yeah, right? Game on.
And then COVID happened. And honestly, not enough people are working from home now, but a lot
mm-hmm.
did.
Yeah.
And a lot of businesses did bring their jobs out of the office and put you know, open to positions to work from home.
And think about how much money that saves.
Yeah. And your mental health. I mean, you know, it's much better for me and my children to be able to take care of them myself and not have had to have them be in daycare and things like that.
Yeah. The stress of that is overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember trying to race out of the parking lot before all the parents got there and clogged up the parking lot where I couldn't get my car out after school to go get my own kids.
Right.
And I would have to literally race to the, you know, and park my car out way far out so that I could try to get out of the parking lot to go get my own kids.
Yeah.
Why would you make life harder?
Right.
Yeah. Like what I don't understand, like if the science was saying people weren't getting stuff done and the productivity wasn't happening, but we are working with a leader who does not believe in the science
and
about anything.
Allow the business to make that decision.
Right?
What the heck?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's crazy. And then we have the creation of the Department of Efficiency, which is a new department.
Oh, yeah. Forget the Department of Education.
No, we're going to get rid of that.
Yeah. But we need a Department of Efficiency, and I wonder who's going to be running that.
It says it signals a push for privatized governance.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, kind of like what they're trying to do with schools.
Also,
right?
One of the things he took away was the law that outlawed privatization of prisons.
Yeah.
He rescinded that.
Yeah.
So we're privatizing everything
right
back into government,
which is gross because think about that. Like that, there's a huge conflict of interest in putting people in prison when you're making money off of it.
Yeah.
When you're a for-profit business putting people in prison, there is no way around that isn't a conflict of interest.
We were just having this conversation the other day because you probably saw my post about Haven Humane and my dog.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So let's tell everybody here on the radio what happened.
What's your dog's name again?
Loki.
Loki. Free Loki.
Free Loki is the hashtag. Free Loki.
Hashtag free Loki.
No, he's free now, but I'll tell the story of what happened because it goes along with this.
Yeah.
That my dog was got out, and his first time ever that he was captured and put in doggy jail, and he was taken to Haven Humane, and they called me and said, oh, it's going to be $170-something. And I'm like, well, I get paid at the end of this month. I'll definitely, you know, get you guys a check, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Because single mom over here, like a newly single mom, still trying to figure out how to make one income work.
Yeah. Your dog is an impound.
And my dog's impound fee is, like, the least thing on my list. And so they said, oh, no, I'm sorry. You need to pay it now before you pick up your dog. And I was like, well, no, I can't do that. I need to wait until the end of the month when I get paid. That's not how it's going to be.
They wouldn't take payments.
No, they would not take payments. And not only that, but they told me they were going to charge me an extra $10 a day. And then they wouldn't even keep him to the end of the month. They were only going to keep him for 10 days. Mm-hmm. After 10 days, they could euthanize him or adopt him out.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, my God, this is insane. So the whole system is set up to destroy poor people.
Yeah. Because it again, plays into that saying that it's so expensive to be poor.
Yeah.
It's so expensive because somebody who has money can just walk right in there and say, I'd like my dog back. Just like someone who gets arrested for, like, a DUI. If you have money and you get a DUI, you're out, you're paid up, you're back to work.
You pay a lawyer and you probably don't even get charged.
You probably don't even get charged. Yeah. But if you, you know, are an average citizen who doesn't have that kind of money, the law is different for you.
Right.
It's very different.
It is.
Yeah. Costs more.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, if you overdraw your bank account.
Right.
What do they charge, like $33 an overdraft now or something like that?
I don't know.
So if you already are having a hard time paying your bills and that now you're, by the following month, you're $200 or $300 in the hole because you've overdrafted a couple of things. It's just expensive to be poor.
It is. And so now let's privatize prisons too.
Yeah. Privatize everything. They're trying to privatize everything
that
has to do with the government. And there's so much wrong with that. I mean, just let your brain go wild for 5 minutes and you know that there's so much wrong with the privatization of government. It's not good.
Yeah, because then the government is not the people anymore.
Right. And then we're going to have Walmarts for, you know, running everything, which would be, you know, 26 hours a week, no benefits, you know, you can see what's happening.
We're no longer representing the people. Now we're representing big corporations.
Yeah. Oligarchy.
The billionaires.
Oligarchy.
What they want matters. Forget
what
us, people.
This looks like, which I've never seen anything like it in my years of being an adult, which is a lot of years, a lot more than I would like to admit.
Yeah.
But where, you know, the band of brothers is a whole bunch of billionaires standing there that are being appointed to cabinet positions with no, like, no experience at all.
Right.
But they're going to fire all the women because...
But they're his friends.
They're his friends.
And family.
Loyal.
Yep.
Loyalty.
Loyalists.
Yep. And if you want to do bad things, you find loyalists, right?
Right.
I don't see why you would need to do that if you were going to do good things. If you were going to make the world a better place, you would just hire the most competent people.
Right.
Not the most loyal. And it's time for break. We'll be back for our last little segment.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Wednesday as we welcome the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, and find out the latest on what's happening with crime and justice in Shasta County. This and much more Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and we have Shay.
And we've got our last 10 minutes.
Yeah, so if you want to call in and give some quick comments about what we've been discussing today, 530-605-4566.
I love this meme that I saw today.
What is it?
It was in reference to Pete Hegseth. And it said, I'll quit drinking if you let me run the Pentagon is the most alcoholic thing anybody has ever said.
That's hilarious. I have one, too, but I'm not sure if I can say it on air. I think I can.
Doesn't say bad words, right?
No. Oh, it says, are you ready for this?
Ready.
The dildo of consequences rarely arrives lubed. Might be my favorite saying of the week.
Okay.
That was bad advice. That was bad advice. I shouldn't have said go for it.
All right. Well, on a different note, I got a better National Day. It's National Hug Someone Day.
Oh.
Did you bleep me?
No.
Okay, good job.
Didn't get bleeped.
But isn't that funny? Come on. Yeah, it was really funny.
It is funny. There's some funny stuff out there.
I posted that one today, and then I also posted this other one. Don't worry. Nobody freak out. It's fine.
Okay.
They're like, what is she going to say next?
I'm always
Should
the mom.
Should we bleep her? Should we bleep her?
I'm always the mom over here.
This one. There. Yes, she is the mom. I don't ask Shay for permission anymore because she tells me no.
Exactly.
So I just do it.
Go.
And there has been a British voice in my head saying, bit sad, isn't it, for the past month. I feel so crazy today. I just feel like delusional.
I feel like I could have done a better accent.
Okay,
like,
let me try
again. A little more Cockney accent.
You try. Bit sad, isn't it? I'm like country redneck here.
Go, Ben. You got one for us? Can you give us a good Cockney accent?
I don't even know.
I don't know. What's
that? It's a British voice.
Mm-hmm. Like... British,
so bad.
That was Australia.
Oh gosh.
Goodness gracious.
When there are no rules anymore. There are just no rules anymore.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get serious. Can we get serious? Okay.
Yes, I think we're just past the point of seriousness. This is when you get to the point where you have been, I mean, you and I have been working for years for this stuff. It really came to a head, I feel like, at this election for me, where I... Producer!
It was the wrong clown song.
Okay.
Thanks.
But we're trying to be serious here.
Mm-hmm.
Where just you pour so much into to try and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, I sacrificed time with my family.
Yep.
I sacrificed time to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I sacrificed my job in some instances, you know, places I could have poured my time into in other places.
Yes.
And to see all of that go for nothing was really hard this election, especially locally, where we see extremism elected everywhere.
Yep.
Extremism elected nationally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are writing books and stuff about our county alone?
Yeah, and I have...
Not in a good way.
No. I have a...
embarrassing.
Well, I'll leave it anonymous for now, but I had an interview with somebody last week, and I'm going to be going to Texas to participate, and so are you, maybe.
Yeah.
To participate in a study about our community from a very, very respectable organization that I'm surprised is, like, really honed in and focused.
Yeah.
But they want to know... They want to study what has been... The aftermath of all of this, like what things are happening now because of all of these decisions.
Thank God for free press and journalism. Yeah, right. I mean, even our ability to have these conversations with however many people are listening to us right now, who knows? Maybe they're turning us off by the time we get to 6:52.
Maybe.
But just the ability to do this brings me some peace and relief and knowing that, you know,
we did our best.
We did our best. Yeah. We keep trying. We're fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
I feel like some days it's definitely harder than others. I know when I left my school district, I got a lot of hugs and pats on the back and people saying, keep on fighting the good fight. Mm-hmm. And part of me was like, where the hell were you while I was fighting the good fight?
Yeah,
you
know?
I know. How about we hold hands and fight the good fight together? Because when we band together, you know, if we're playing tug of war, and you've got a bunch of crazies on one side, and you got just you and I on the other.
But, you know, I think
we're women and we're weak. We can't do it.
I think when people like you and I step down from those kind of roles, when we've had enough of our, you know, we've given enough, it leaves room for other people to jump up and start helping as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes... you know, I think that our community is really good about that. You know, we can kind of tag each other when we need to. And sometimes we just crash and burn. And that's how I feel right now. It's like, I feel so selfish right now. I don't want to do anything for anyone except myself right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling the same way.
And it's hard. It's really hard. But I feel like, well, I'm a little more balanced now. A couple months ago, I was feeling way on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like this morning I woke up and I thought, how much time do we got?
6 minutes.
I mean, I was just feeling extremely optimistic this morning. I felt like it was almost springtime, and I was like, oh, my busy time is starting to come for work. Like, I have happy things to look forward to. And I just started feeling peaceful about everything. Mm-hmm. And not so much peaceful about what's going on, but letting that go.
Yeah.
And just moving forward with the things that I can control, which is my own life.
I remember a much older and wiser teacher telling me, when I first started teaching, she came over to my classroom and it was election season.
right when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in to talk to me and she said, you know, what I've learned over the years is that with each passing president, my life has not changed much at all.
Right.
With each one, whoever comes and goes.
Yeah.
She said, you know, because I used to be very ambitious about, I mean, I think I still probably am there compared to some, but I was a little bit more vocal about my thoughts and feelings,
mm-hmm.
Politically and whatnot. I kind of stay in the background now. I mean, besides the show, I stay in the background and I feel like I can get more done from behind the curtain than I can being that person who is in the newspaper or, you know, that you kind of don't want the target on your back like that when you're trying to really make a difference.
Yeah. And I felt I always have felt the same way when I would get to the point where I was burnt out
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I wasn't making a difference. And then I would remember that my job alone, working with the international kids, building bridges, every one of those students is like 100 times more of change than I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
So it's like,
you're nurturing the change.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
You don't get to see the fruits of your labor with that kind of stuff.
It really is like planting that tree that's going to shade someone else when we're gone.
Yeah. And you're underappreciated. It's just like teachers.
So, so underappreciated.
Yeah. You don't get to see it.
We know because we work together
right.
how many hours and how much sacrifice we put in to try to fight the good fight.
Yeah.
We know this about each other.
Yeah.
But most people that know us don't know that we're putting in
full-time job status,
full-time hours. Job status. Like driving here on a Tuesday afternoon after working all day. Chat GPT and like, what are we going to talk about tonight? Oh my gosh, we got 10 minutes.
We literally walk in here and we're like, okay, we have 2 minutes. What are we talking about?
Ben, give us some music.
Yeah.
Don't literally.
High five, Shay. High five.
High five.
We've been a good team.
We have been a good team.
We have made it work, and we have done really good.
Yeah. And we thank the people who listen to us.
Yes, we do. We thank
whoever you are out there. We will keep speaking out into the abyss and hope that we can make a difference where we are with what we've got.
Yep.
I think Eleanor Roosevelt said something like that. She's a bright woman.
Yeah, she was. She was a bright woman.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow.
Well, I've been here every show, last I checked.
You have.
It's actually not true. I wasn't your first producer, tragically.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. We had that the woman from Ukraine.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. What happened to her?
I don't know.
She's still doing well.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Awesome. She's definitely hoping that hopefully we can get peace there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we all
scary.
Are.
Yeah, for sure.
So scary. Well, have you learned anything in your time with us?
It's always nice to hear both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And up till your show coming on, there really wasn't two sides.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys changed something there, and that was really great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
So,
and Ben's always here for comic relief.
You know, and I'm just going to say that I hope Trump makes America great.
Me too.
That would be my dream come true.
Yes.
I would spend the rest of my life being wrong about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
My Trump-loving MAGA friends could grill me my entire life, and I'd be very happy about that.
Me too.
Because
obviously I don't want our democracy to crumble.
No, we should all wish for the same thing, and I know we do. Even if we don't want to use his name, we all wish for us to be great. Mm-hmm. So I guess we could just leave it at that. We do hope for the best.
Could we retire the hats?
If we could retire the hats, that would be nice. It would be a nice little olive branch to those of us that are crying ourselves to sleep every night.
Let's just retire the hat. Like, put it on a shelf somewhere. Give it to your grandkids.
I said something about Trump. Like, I swore I wasn't ever going to speak his name again on social media.
Uh-uh.
And I said something, and my MAGA friend, I put on Snapchat, I put something about it, and my MAGA friend messaged me and said, Trump 2024, and I'm like, ugh!
Ew.
Gross. No, stop.
Ew, gross.
But just, she's one of my best friends, so I'm like, lady, stop it now.
Well, here's to peace.
Yeah, peace. Peace in the world, in the universes.
Great song choice, Ben. Thank you.
All billions of them.
Good night.
Good night. Take me to the place where you
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.